This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Forgive me, I have scanned. The government wants you to view them as God. To do that, they attempt to reproduce the very attributes of God. God vermin wants you to see it as omniscient, knowing everything about you. Omnipresent, its constant presence on the media, cameras watching you everywhere, on your phone, on your computer. And as omnipotent, presenting itself as all-powerful and irresistible. This is why the police are becoming increasingly brutal and publicly getting away with it.
This is the fog for what I would liken to specter, these global corporations to just take over.
Yeah, that's right. And what it really does is it gives them all that power, having all that knowledge. Then they now know how or who they have to deal with in their societies to be able to control the outcomes. That's really what I've been saying for several years, is that their whole idea is population control. And in order to do that, you have to have knowledge about the population, and that's what this is giving them.
A security clearance to even be able to function and have a job, even in the private sector. I mean, this is beyond Hitler's best dreams, isn't it, sir?
Oh, it's well beyond all Orwell's in 1984, too. I mean, it's getting into not only the things that you're doing and who you're working with and who you do those things with, but also what you're thinking. And that's really where this is heading.
And then openly blackmailing you to submit and do everything you're told, or they will lower your social score so you can't operate in society and can't travel.
Yeah, and if they can't get to you, they'll get to somebody you care about, just like the KGB did.
On December 1st, 2016, the spy state will slip a Fourth Amendment violating procedure into the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure. Notice the term procedure. According to an article released by the Electronic Frontier Foundation back in April, the amendment to Rule 41 isn't procedural at all. It creates new avenues for government hacking that were never approved by Congress. The proposal would grant a judge the ability to issue a warrant to remotely access, search, seize, or copy data when the district where the media or information is located has been concealed through technological means, or when the media are on protected computers that have been damaged without authorization and are located in five or more districts. It would grant this authority to any judge in any district where activities related to the crime may have occurred. The first part of this change would grant authority to practically any judge to issue a search warrant to remotely access, seize, or copy data relevant to a crime when a computer was using privacy protective tools to safeguard one's location. All of those using a VPN service, or even those denying GPS location of their devices through a map app, for example, are subject to being implicated by the little-known procedural amendment. And while the federal hackers are hacking your device or a computer with malware, malicious hackers with far better experience hacking botnet devices will be hacking the federal government, causing any and all of your private data to be exposed simply because you were exercising your right to privacy, which is apparently a crime now, and all of it done with zero public debate.
2.5 weeks ago, it was discovered that there were 17 cell towers in the southwest, the southeast actually, that were fake cell towers. They were, rather than transmitting phone calls directly to who you were talking to, they were planting software on the devices that you were using to connect. Well, you don't have to actually put a cell tower beside the road or on top of a mountain. You can put it in the back of your car and put an antenna on the top of your car and be anywhere. And they look and sound exactly like real cell towers. These devices are manufactured by the Harris Corporation, and they're the only company that manufactures them. And they have a contract with all of their customers saying that the customer cannot talk about where they bought the equipment from or the fact that they own this equipment.
Google was founded by the CIA and NSA on record 14 years ago. Apple is really a CIA front. Microsoft is pre-CIA. It's an IBM front that actually created the CIA. You might want to look into that. Who set up IBM, what its goal was. World domination, master race, eugenics. IBM was probably the main funder of Hitler. You're a new listener. That sounds crazy. Just please look it up. Okay?
John Bound for Infowars.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free, along with $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in. And I hope that you're
welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, but I'm not going to be your guest host this hour and the next. Our guest host is going to be Roger Stone with Stone Cold Truth, and I'm anxious to see what he's going to talk about. He's got several guests that are lined up, and of course, there's been a lot of news in the last 24 hours. We've seen Donald Trump's pick for Treasury, his pick for Commerce. We've seen his pick for Health and Human Services, which is going to have a big effect on Obamacare. So we've got the economy and how the Trump administration is shaping up to move the economy and jobs forward. Is that on the same track that Trump is going to be on? I think it is, but we'll see what Roger Stone has to say about this, what his take is on these issues. I'm anxious to see what he's going to be talking about. Roger, thank you for joining us.
David, thank you very much. Let's face it, we have big shoes to fill here, filling in for Alex Jones.
Yes.
We're going to talk about a lot of exciting stuff today. I'm going to talk to St. John Hunt, the author, researcher, poet, musician, but also the son of legendary CIA operative E. Howard Hunt, about Fidel Castro and the country's history with Castro. We're going to talk to Jack Posobiec about security during Donald Trump's upcoming inauguration. We're going to expose the fraud of the Wisconsin recount, the fronting of Jill Stein for Hillary Clinton in the last dying gasp by Hillary, in my opinion, to stay out of prison. We're going to visit with Sean Stone, author, filmmaker, son of legendary filmmaker Oliver Stone, about his projects. We're going to visit with Kate Koptenko, who is a 16-year-old prodigy who made music videos that helped propel the election of Donald Trump. So we've got a full agenda, and I'm just delighted to be here again at InfoWars.com.
Well, that's great. You know, when you were talking about Wisconsin, what is your take, Roger, on Pennsylvania? Because we saw this report. It was up on the Drudge Report. It was a quote from someone at the Board of Elections or the Secretary of State in Pennsylvania, I think it was actually the office, saying that Jill Stein had missed the deadline to file for a recount by a full week. I mean, isn't that decisive? And if that's the case, even if they play their games and keep Wisconsin and Michigan out of the Electoral College, he's a 280 if he keeps Pennsylvania. What is your take on that? Is that going to hold? Why are we, you know, why is the, I know why the press is still talking about Jill Stein, and I know why Jill Stein is still doing this, but I mean, isn't that really the reality? Haven't they shut her down with that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, first of all, the Wisconsin recount started yesterday with testimony from the Democrats. And it's ironic. This sounds vaguely familiar, David. They're saying these computerized voting machines can be hacked.
That was a conspiracy theory.
They attacked me when I said that as a conspiracy theorist. You may also recall when Donald Trump wasn't willing to readily endorse the outcome of the election without knowing whether it had been fairly and honestly conducted. He was savagely attacked for tearing at the fabric of our democratic society, for undermining the underpinnings of our democratic system. Now, of course, Hillary Clinton is doing exactly that.
The hypocrisy is pretty rich, isn't it? They think they can flush that all down the memory hole and it's just going to go away. I mean, we don't even have to go back and look at their statements on the Internet. It was just a couple weeks. We all remember that. We don't have that bad a memory.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary. Basically, what we learned yesterday in Wisconsin is the Democrats have nothing. They have a theory. It's the same theory that I put forward months ago, but can only be tested by comparing actual machine results with exit polling, of which, of course, they have none. So it's all conjecture. It's all based on a claim that the voting machines and the paper ballots are not the same. The voting pattern is not the same. Well, of course, they're not the same. Demographics explain this. The computerized voter machines are in urban areas. The paper ballots are more likely to be in rural areas. The fact that rural areas will vote differently than the big Democratic urban areas is not surprising. So this is a fraud. It's a waste of the taxpayers' time. Later on in the show, I'm going to reveal a petition that folks can sign to knock off the phony recounts, because without Pennsylvania, as you point out, and without Michigan, where I think they are unlikely to succeed, they have bupkis. They have nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, you saw this coming. You started Stop the Steal a long time ago. You knew that there were going to be, if it had been a real close election, and it really isn't, you knew that it was going to pull these kind of shenanigans. So this is nothing new, but it needs to be pushed back against. And we do really need real election reform, and we need to be able to have the ability to audit this stuff. That's why we talked about what's happening here in Texas, where they shut this down with the electronic voting machines, where there is no capability to go back and get those records. That's a real problem, and people on both sides of the aisle need to understand that and do something about it. But that's not what their goal is in this, and we all understand what their goal is.
Agreed. Great to be back here at InfoWars.
Well, I'm going to let you take this, Roger. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for guest hosting. I'm really anxious to hear these guests that you've got.
Me too. So, we are going to revisit the entire question of the recount. We're going to look very closely at the legal process in Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania a little later in the show. I believe coming up, St. John Hunt, who is a very interesting fellow in his own right. St. John is an author, a poet, a musician, a singer-songwriter, and, of course, he is the son of the legendary CIA agent E. Howard Hunt, later infamously one of the Watergate burglars. St. John joins us today because he has a special knowledge and history regarding Fidel Castro and this country's involvement with Castro since the 50s. Now, it is interesting to me that the mainstream media continues to try to depict Fidel Castro as some kind of dashing, romantic, modern-day Robin Hood, when in fact he was a murderous thug, a mass murderer for that matter, an oppressor of Christians and gays and others, and that Castro was running and is still running under his brother's regime a gulag, where there is no freedom of speech, while there is no freedom of assembly, while there is no freedom of religion, while there is no freedom of expression. So joining me, hopefully on the line, is St. John Hunt. St. John, welcome to InfoWars.
Thank you, Roger. It's good to be back at InfoWars, and thank you for having me, and thank all your listeners as well. I just wanted to add something about your take on Castro, and of course, I did a little fact-checking myself. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal recently called Counting Castro's Victims. And it's based on the work of Professor Armando Lago, and he places a number approaching 100,000 deaths, murders as a result of direct result of Fidel Castro's oppressive regime there. So you know, to those people that have glorified and somewhat romanticized Castro as a you know, seeker of truth and freedom and, you know, some sort of visionary. He may have been that at times, certainly early on in his career when he was liberating Cuba from the oppressive regime that the Batista had been running there, which was working hand-in-hand with the American mob and the government. You know, he may have had some romanticism attached to him at that point, but very quickly he realized that to maintain control and power, he went on a murderous rampage. And by President Obama recognizing Cuba, he's basically recognized a mass murder regime. So it's funny how a little island like this could have such a huge influence on American political history, and certainly it influenced my family. In 1959, my father, as a CIA agent, went to Cuba undercover to assess the regime there, and he came back and chaired a meeting which was put together by Tracy Barnes of the CIA to establish a task force to assassinate Castro. At the meeting, of course, my father was there, David Atlee Phillips, and a number of other well-known CIA assets and agents. And my father was the first CIA official to put forth that an invasion of Cuba had to coincide with the assassination of Fidel Castro. So a group was put together, presided over by Richard Nixon, who got funds from George Bush Sr. To put together this group. They called it Operation 40 because in the beginning there were 40 members, later expanded to 70 and perhaps more than that. Some of the names of these assassins and operatives of Operation 40 read like a who's who of American history. Ted Shackley, David Morales, Barry Seal, Porter Goss. You know, it goes on and on and on. Some of the Watergate burglars were members. But as Frank Sturgis put it so well, he stated that Operation 40 would, upon orders, assassinate either members of the military or the political parties of the foreign countries that you were going to infiltrate or invade, and if necessary, some of your own members who were suspected of being foreign agents. So this was an off-the-shelf CIA operation which had assassination as its primary focus. And, of course, we know now that the CIA made many, many attempts with and without the mafia to get rid of Fidel Castro. Operation 40, of course, didn't stop with the assassinations of Castro, but went on to be involved in many, many other assassination attempts. Some were successful and some weren't.
All right. All right, St. John Hunt, thanks for joining us here on InfoWars and some background on Fidel.
Protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP. We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Want to make extra cash working from home? Here's a completely legal and ethical opportunity to create a steady income stream from your computer without selling, without convincing, and without any experience or special skills. Regular people like you are paying off their debts, quitting their jobs, and becoming financially free. This is your chance to join them. To see concrete proof and learn more, go to paidinyoursleep.com and watch the free video, No Strings Attached. That's paidinyoursleep.com. Don't pass this up. Go to paidinyoursleep.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Back, I'm Roger Stone, filling the very big shoes of Alex Jones today on InfoWars. I want to bring your attention to the extension of the Cyber Monday free speech special that's been offered here at the Infowars.com store. Now, you can achieve two great things here. First of all, they have their special male virility vitality formula, which is 30% off during this very special sale. Now, the revolution isn't free. It costs money to keep this beacon of free speech, InfoWars, in business. So you can achieve two things. You can strike back at those who want to restrict the Internet, those who want to gag free speech by libertarian and liberty-oriented organs like InfoWars.com, Breitbart, Daily Caller, and others, and you can help finance what we're doing here. At the same time, you can take a proven formula, which has literally hundreds of endorsements from satisfied users. So it's a win-win for both sides. I really strongly urge you to go to the Infowars.com store and grab the Super Male Vitality Formula. I don't think you'll be disappointed. So we are now going into a crucial phase of the Trump administration, and there is the massive struggle over who will be Secretary of State. We're going to come back and talk about that in a little bit. But the president has made some new appointments that I think are pivotal. Steve Mnuchin at Treasury, although he has a background at Goldman Sachs, he is without any question a Trump loyalist. What this means to me is that the Trump economic plan that was laid out by Larry Kudlow and Steve Moore and other pro-growth advocates in their assistance to President-elect Donald Trump is highly likely to be implemented without bureaucratic interference. Mnuchin is really, in many ways, a close friend and an extension of the president-elect. And therefore, I don't expect there to be any dilution of Trumpism when it comes to the economy. Now, as David Knight said in the opening segment, that really is the keystone of the Trump reforms. Without a growing, in fact, a surging economy, it will be very difficult for President Trump to fix the country's other problems, rebuild our national defense, renegotiate these enormous globalist trade deals that have ruined the job market in the United States. As he has stated numerous times, to overhaul our immigration system. The wall is going to cost money, money that our government doesn't have today. When Hillary Clinton went off to bomb Libya, we had to borrow $1 million to pay for the bombs. That's how tight the federal treasury is. I also think Donald Trump is the only president in recent memory who may actually have some prospect for cutting federal spending. That's because he is not beholden to any particular special interest. He doesn't owe anyone, not the bankers, not Wall Street, not the lobbyists, not the the special pleaders. He will be the first president in my memory whose only criteria will be, is it good for the American people? Now, every Republican candidate for president that I have supported and worked for has talked about cutting federal spending. Sadly, it's been campaign rhetoric. No president has shrunk the size and scope of the federal government. I think Donald Trump may be the first one who can do so. I do want to say, with the inauguration coming up, I strongly urge you to go to the Infowars.com store and get your Trump is my president t-shirt. This is going to be the t-shirt to wear in Washington on January 20th. There's going to be a limited number of these. They're going to end up in the Smithsonian as part of the overall Trump revolution. So believe me, grab yours now while they're still available. I'm giving them away for Christmas presents, to be honest with you. And if you have a chance and you haven't done so yet, you could also grab the iconic Trump rape, the iconic Clinton rape t-shirt. This is the t-shirt that Alex Jones and I used to break through the mainstream media blackout on Bill Clinton's real record as a sexual predator. Thanks for joining us here at InfoWars.
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to InfoWars. This is Roger Stone. I'm filling in today for Alex Jones while he takes a few very well-deserved days off, having been an MVP in the Trump revolution, having been Trump from the very beginning. So he is getting a well-deserved rest. Now I want to talk about the inauguration, because I know many of the Trump activists around the country are very anxious to attend. And I would urge you to send your name and address and your email address to defenddonald.com. We are assembling the names of those who wish to go to the inauguration. Now, to be clear, this will allow you to purchase tickets for some of the public inauguration events. The actual inauguration, the swearing in, is handled by the U.S. Congress. And tickets to that are controlled by the U.S. Congress. And after the cabinet and the Congress and the foreign dignitaries and the other federal officials are seated, there's about 20% left for the American people. Write your congressman if you want to attend, but frankly, good luck. Now, our next guest, Jack Posobiec was a very key activist in the Trump Citizens for Trump effort. He's a security expert, and he joins us now to talk to us about the inauguration. Now, many of you may recall that Barack Obama walked the parade route, and of course, D.C. was his kind of town. There is some question as to whether President-elect Donald Trump will walk or ride and the other necessary security procedures. So, Jack, why don't you take it away?
Hi, good afternoon, Roger, and thanks so much for having me on today. So, a lot of talk has been going on between the Secret Service and the transition team regarding Mr. Trump's personal safety, or I should say President-elect Trump's personal safety, for the inauguration. We know that this event has been targeted by George Soros. We know that they plan specifically to disrupt the organization of the inauguration and disrupt the inaugural festivities and are actually calling it as such. George W. Bush, if some will recall, did not actually take the walk during the procession from the Congressional building all the way down to the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue. George W. Bush instead rode in the car, the presidential limousine, until just about the point where he got to the White House, stepped out, and then walked in the final bit of the way. So there's been some discussion as to whether the threat level to Mr. Trump is going to be similar to that, and whether or not he should walk that or ride in the car. And personally, I'm in the position of he should ride in the car. With what we're seeing from George Soros, as well as Al Sharpton, calls for organizations, tens of thousands of protesters will be descending onto D.C. They're holding planning meetings as we speak, looking at ways to infiltrate security. They're also suing to block Donald Trump from having bleachers in front of the Trump Hotel for the guests to simply watch the parade, because that is the level to which they're taking their disruption.
I do want to make one correction, Jack. I had the email address wrong. It is defendtrump.com. So if you're interested in participating in the inauguration, if you plan to go to Washington, and we urge you to do so and to wear your Trump is my president T-shirt, go to defendtrump.com. I apologize. I had that wrong. It's defendtrump.com. Jack, this morning I saw an email from a group that appears to be on the cusp of disrupting the inauguration. And they openly say they want to shut down Trump's swearing in, or at a minimum, drive him inside so that it is done behind closed doors. It appears to me that they are openly, it's called Disrupt J20, is this radical group. They appear to be planning widespread violence and lawlessness at the inauguration. What's your take?
This is absolutely correct, and this is the same type of really fascist-type tactics that George Soros has used in parts of Eastern Europe to push his agenda. It is an anti-democratic agenda, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. They are trying to interfere with America's process of democracy, and they are looking at ways to interject themselves in any way, shape, or form. They are using, essentially, George Soros's brown shirts to go and disrupt the democratic proceeding, the inauguration. And now if people want to go and demonstrate, that is perfectly fine, and that is their First Amendment protected rights, as we were all reminded yesterday about the vigorous discussion about the First Amendment. However, disrupting what is essentially an official process of our democratic system is certainly not protected by the U.S. Constitution. They are calling for this violence in an attempt not only to delegitimize Donald Trump, but to delegitimize the entire democratic system of the United States. This is what George Soros wants, and this is what he's wanted from the start. And he has put millions of dollars behind this, and millions of dollars are going to go into these groups as well.
Now, there's been some discussion of holding a counter demonstration in support of President-elect Trump. This is an idea I really like. And I know you and I and others have had scouts out looking for a legal location where we could actually do such a pro-Trump demonstration, if you will. And, of course, the U.S. Park Service is not, which controls most of the real estate in and around the District of Columbia, at least the public spaces, doesn't seem to be very keen on having us there. Now we are forced to look at locations perhaps across the river in Virginia, but close to the riverbank, so that we can also be seen and heard, and we can demonstrate that we are the silent majority, that we are the forgotten Americans, that the average Americans support President Trump, and they're calling foul on these agitprop paid-for Soros-sponsored demonstrations. How does the outlook appear to you in terms of finding a viable location?
For finding a viable location, it is tricky. As you said, the National Park Service is shutting down essentially permits, legal permits, that usually are submitted within 1 year of the inauguration. We were told that it would be perfectly fine to get one of these permits, and that 84%, again, we were told, of the parade route as well as the inaugural festivities would be available to us. However, just like we saw in Cleveland at the RNC, what we are told and how things work in practice are two very different things. So I think that just like that event that we held in Cleveland with Citizens for Trump, we can go out to the banks of the Potomac River in Virginia. There are numerous parks there. There are numerous places that are actually outside of the National Park Service. We would then be dealing with the government of the state of Virginia, which is a completely different entity from the National Park Service, and simply applying for a permit to hold a demonstration in support of Donald Trump, as well as in support of the United States democratic process, and really show the American people and show the cameras that we will stand up to George Soros, and we will not let him disrupt these inaugural festivities as they've said. They're Jack Troops, you know, their jackboot troops are not the same as what we're looking for in terms of the ordinary, regular Americans who want to see the process of democracy and the transition of power conducted in a smooth and fair manner.
All right, Jack Posobiec, I hear, by the way, that you may be under consideration for a job at the White House. I'm happy to add my recommendation to that application, because I know what an effective job you did working for Citizens for Trump. So thanks for joining us here at InfoWars.
Thank you much, Roger.
This would be a good time for me to remind you that the InfoWars Select Storable Foods are now at a 30 to 40% discount based on the Black Friday preparedness sale that's been announced. Now, these select storable foods have a shelf life of 25 years. I myself have a storage of these products because one never knows about national disasters or political disasters. I don't expect political instability under President Trump, but I do think it is wise to be prepared. These food prices are going up around the world, and now is the time to get started storing these shelf life foods that last you 25 years in case of dire emergency. You owe it to your family to go to the InfoWars.com store now and get your select storable foods. Now we're joined by an old friend of mine, Chris Dorworth, a former Republican state legislator in the state of Florida, and now a Republican leader, someone who was very much out front for Donald Trump in the last election. Thanks for joining us here at InfoWars, Chris Dorworth.
Thanks, Roger. How you been?
Doing great. Thank you. So the first and most important thing I want to ask you, Chris, is Florida. Florida was, you know, really one of the absolute key states in Donald Trump's election. And we all saw the polls leading to Election Day that showed him, by and large, narrowly trailing there. And he did not seem to achieve the vote levels in the southern counties of Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach that would appear to be necessary for a statewide Republican to win. Yet he won. Now, I think he won for one reason, because of the superb campaign leadership of Susie Wiles, who ran the campaign for Donald Trump, and one of the most capable women that I know. But I know you have your finger on some of the big picture trends. What really happened in the Sunshine State?
Well, and I really is the big question. Everyone read that if Trump loses Florida, the race will be over, but we'll know by 7:30, and that'll be the end of everything. And then, you know, the initial reports started coming in that there were these huge deficits in Broward County, and Orange County was performing terribly, and, you know, there was this sort of speculation that, oh, dear, here we go. And then as the vote numbers would file in, you would just see that the spaces between those urban areas were just overwhelmingly turning out for Trump. And more importantly, the other side really wasn't turning out. And that was really the story of the race. And, you know, pretty early on, we had a pretty good feeling that this was going to happen, you know, that we were going to be able to carry the state of Florida for Trump and to deliver the electoral votes. And it is basically impossible for a Republican to be elected president of the United States without having the state of Florida. And, you know, you mentioned Susie Wiles. You know, Susie is beyond a rock star at this stuff. I mean, she ran the campaign for Rick Scott, who was, you know, little known before he beat Bill McCollum and then defeated Alex Fink to become governor. And then to take this the Trump race, to be told by everybody that you just have no chance at this and deliver that state, it's just really a testimony to her and the campaign team they put together.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's almost a political miracle, particularly given the spending levels for the Clinton campaign. I mean, I think nationally, my very best estimation between the Clinton campaign, the Clinton super PACs, and the various legal and illegal operations of George Soros, I think they come pretty close to $2 billion. At the same time, I saw the Trump campaign spending, including the super PACs, independent super PACs and other friendlies, probably close to $280 million, a giant disparity. Now, in a super state like Florida, where television advertising is pivotal, could you feel that difference on watching television, listening to the radio? Was it palpable?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, if you have the audacity to watch a news program in the last week or two, before the campaign, any sort of primetime news, it was just absolute inundation from the Hillary Clinton campaign. You know, Trump had his presence. I mean, it was a small fraction. And the numbers that you said, I think, would be about, you know, 14%. And it certainly felt that way. And I think at one point in time, I was watching the NBC News affiliate here, and they had the Hillary commercial, the same one on, back to back to back, three times. We're watching this. And at the same time, you know, Trump was his campaign was more unorthodox, and I think you and I could probably both agree that 150 or 200 years from now, historians studying American electoral processes and federal government and what happened, this will be the race they talk about. I mean, it's a fascinating sort of rearrangement of the deck chairs and to see these Rust Belt states. And I got to tell you one thing. I mean, we haven't had a chance to get to this yet, but I'm looking forward to happy hour today because I want to celebrate these 134 Democrats that put Nancy Pelosi back into the leader position. I think the definition of insanity is often lamented as being doing the same thing and expecting a different outcome. And I got to tell you something, you know, by secret ballot, they decided to maintain course, which, you know, really does kind of make you wonder if they learned anything from the whole experience.
Well, Chris, I know that happy hour is one of your specialties, and I look forward to joining you for that. I know when you were in the legislature, you were a real champion of regulatory reform. This was a passion of yours. Now, Obama has all these executive orders that have, you know, bulked up the bureaucracy and helped bolster the liberal agenda. What do you think the outlook is in terms of rolling back some of the things Obama has done?
Well, it is the story to tell. I mean, the reality is that if you date back to school when you used to watch, you know, a bill on Capitol Hill and, you know, you'd hear about how a bill becomes a law. There was this deliberative process that involved the House and the Senate with a signature from the executive branch, whether it be the governor of the states or the president and the federal government. But the reality over the last, you know, I think it's about 70 years, but really has ramped up lately, is that most of the damage that is done in the bureaucracies is done through administrative rulemaking and it's done through the federal level executive orders, which is essentially that the president decrees it, the agencies go out and implement it. There is presumption that they have the authority to do it, so if you don't like what happens, you know, you have to go out and challenge it in court and determine whether or not the president has that. And then all the agencies, the EPA and all these different groups across the country promulgate rules, which I got news for you, a rule, you know, if you have a business, they can shut your business down if you violate the rule. They can put you in jail if you violate the rule. So and people say rules, it's really just a law. But the collection of bureaucratic proliferation of rules in combination with executive orders creates what, it's not a shadow government, it's the primary government, because in a country where you don't have an annual budget passed by Congress and signed by the president anymore, this is really what you're talking about. So one of the very fascinating elements of Barack Obama's presidency was his willingness, because he, you know, for the last 6 years did not have a sympathetic legislature, really took to the use of the executive order pen. And I would say, you know, most of what you hear is that all, if not all, certainly most, an overwhelming majority of these rules will be, or executive orders will be wiped out in the earliest hours of a Trump presidency. And then the question is going to be whether or not the, you know, the president-elect and the Congress has the will to cede power. I mean, part of what makes the United States so special is that our executive is restrained and oftentimes has to restrain themselves. And, you know, it appears that we have a Republican majority House and a Republican majority Senate. And with Donald Trump as the president, one of the most important things they might do is to put a permanent check on this, to say that, you know, this idea that without any sort of passage of deliberation from the legislature, you can create whole new bodies of law. And that's something we really need to look at, because it costs money and it limits freedom and it causes.
All right. All right. Thank you, Chris Dorworth.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hello, everybody. My name is Choppy Sayles. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by FiddleRecords.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
All right. This is Roger Stone, back at InfoWars, filling in for the great Alex Jones. Privileged to be here. We're talking politics. We're focused on the recount some. But now I'd like to turn to the question of whether Bill and Hillary Clinton and their greedy little daughter, Chelsea, will be prosecuted. You see, at the height of Watergate, we were told that no person is above the law. Now, I appreciate the sentiments of President-elect Trump who said last week in a New York Times interview that it would not be his inclination to prosecute the Clintons. But I would also argue that we don't even have a full catalog of their crimes, and that the treasure trove of emails that were kept by Huma Abedin and Anthony Weiner contain solid advice of treason, corruption, sexual exploitation, and worse. When FBI Director Comey said on the Monday before the election that the FBI had reviewed those emails, 650,000 of them, and determined that they were insignificant, he was lying. Members of the New York Police Department, who first located and reviewed the emails and forwarded a copy to the FBI, tell me otherwise. And therefore, I think the president-elect's comments may simply be premature. In fact, by early next year, they may be outdated. I am one who believes that in both the email scandal, particularly given the prosecution of General David Petraeus, and in the Clinton Foundation scandals, which, believe me, is a cornucopia of illegal activities to line the pockets of the Clintons and finance their machine, that there are many, many prosecutable crimes. So you can do two things. You can go to stonecoldtruth.com, where there is a petition that you can sign to President-elect Trump and to Attorney General-designate Jeff Sessions, insisting on the prosecution of the Clintons, or you could go to chargehillaryclinton.com and sign a similar petition. In numbers, there is strength. It is vitally important that we demonstrate that we are a nation of laws, not a nation of men, and indeed, no man and no woman is above the law. So, please, go to those sites today, sign up for the activism that will be necessary. We may have to remind those in Washington why it's so important that we prosecute. But at the end of the day, I believe the news stories in the beginning of 2017 that detail crimes by the Clintons, crimes we haven't even heard about yet, crimes that the American people are unaware of, I think that that justice can and will be done. Let me borrow a phrase from Al Sharpton. No justice, no peace. So go to chargehillaryclinton.com and sign the petition today. This will be one of the major talking points for the pro-Trump rally and demonstration that we plan for the banks of the Potomac on January 20th. One other piece of advice I'm going to give you very quickly. Go to the Infowars.com store and grab some of the Brain Force. It's the thing propelling me through the show today. It's a dynamite product that helps your mental clarity, your focus, and your energy. I can't say enough about Brain Force. I popped two of them about an hour and a half ago. And thanks for being here at Infowars.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.